Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Radiant Black Podcast. This is a show about Radiant Black and the Massiverse. Radiant Black by Kyle Higgins and Marcelo Costa. I'm your host, Bash, and I'm joined by my friends and my fellow hosts, Charlie Firefly and Radiant Matt. How are you guys doing, guys?
Oh, man, it's been a crazy weekend, for sure. Yeah. Lots of good announcements. C2E2 is always a fun time to be a Massiverse fan and kind of get some exciting news always. And this year did not let down. What's up, Greg? Good to see you here. Doing good. How are you doing, Ellie?
Yeah, like Owen just said, let's get this party started. A lot of good news, a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of things we've been asking for or speculating about. So it's looking good, not just for Radiant Black, but for the Massiverse.
Yeah. I actually don't know how to read, so I'll be able to enjoy the first six issues myself. No, I'm just kidding. That's kind of it. I had thought about it too, and I still went with it. But no, a lot of exciting announcements, and we'll talk about it. C2E2 is wild. It's a con that I really need to go to. I know this the panel here, we all we'll get there. I have a feeling that we'll find our way there. But yeah, one of these days, a lot of cool announcements, and I'm excited to talk about it as always with a great panel here. So yeah, excited to get into it.
Yeah. Before we get into it, guys, if you love the Massiverse, you want to check out more, please like and subscribe to the Radiant Black Podcast. We got usually weekly or bi-weekly episodes, so lots of content coming there. We're always excited to talk about the Massiverse. We do coverage of all the Massiverse, and you can also find us at the Rogue Sun Podcast, where we talk about the supernatural end of the Massiverse with all the cool stuff and the edgy flamey stuff. So yes.
You guys know we love that. Echoed Infernals.
Oh yeah, little Infernals as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, now that we've got that out of the way, let's go into our first few announcements. So this is how we're gonna do it. We're gonna talk about. I have an order here. We're gonna do Inferno Glow Red first. Then we're gonna do No One. Then we're gonna do Cow. Then we're gonna do Rogue Sun. Then we're gonna end with Radiant Black and Supermassive. So that's the order we're going by, and then some cool stuff here and there, some stuff that might have happened in between, you never know. So without further ado, let's do it.
That's a heavy list. Yeah, can't wait to get ahead of that. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm, let's do it. Sharing in a second here. So Inferno Glow Red, we didn't get too much for Inferno Glow Red, but this is what we did get. Okay, we got some more preview pages. And they even, if you've backed the Kickstarter, they sent a Kickstarter update to your email. So make sure you check that. Lots of cool news. I got to say,
Matt wasn't there, right? Matt wasn't at C2E2.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. Okay. So these are just.
Wait, Matt, you mean Matt Groom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Groom. I don't think he went to. I don't think.
Yeah.
He
I don't. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he was there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah. First of all, how good does it feel to see A, Inferno Glow Red again, and B, some Erica Dussault art again?
Oh, yeah.
Just can't wait to see Igor Monti's colors put onto this thing. first off, but yeah, no, this looks absolutely insane. It's nice seeing it like this. Just kind of the process going in, and it's nice just seeing the action, but we still don't know too much. We don't get the dialogue and stuff. So yeah, that's awesome. And Mr. Greg, yes, Matt and Ryan both. Both did not make it. Yeah, I saw Ryan didn't make it. So
I like to tell myself Ryan's like method writing. Like he's just trying to put himself in the most like isolated space to like really get that Lilith, dialogue going. So that's what I tell myself to,
Yeah. I'm excited. IGR2 drops around October, right? That's in for volume 2. And it's never looked better. I mean, this character's been really awesome. And even though we've only gotten really a volume's worth, It's been left a lasting impression. So a lot of great stuff coming up.
And here we got the new characters, the twins, right? She told us about this last time, and we saw her inking it on some of her live streams on her YouTube. So make sure you check that out too. So what'd you guys think of these characters?
Big shift energy on the right, dude.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. The first thing came to mind too. Big shift energy.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. They got to be in like the class, right? I would assume they're maybe students or whatever in the class. But yeah, I can't wait to see their dynamic, or I guess we don't know if they're even bad or good yet.
Right.
I don't know. They look a little shady. They look a little shady to me. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, can't wait.
Her shoes look like Radiant Black shoes. If you look, those are very similar to Radiant Black.
Yeah.
Like, if
you look, kind of just a one piece like built into the pants,
Yeah. The designs are really cool.
How much you want to bet his sneakers are going to be red too?
Bro, 100%, 100%, like Gen Z Team Rocket Energy, Team Rocket Energy, right here.
Yes,
yes. That's what this is.
Yeah. Worst kind of village influencers. Yeah,
yeah. No,
but the, compositionally though, like this piece is amazing. Like it's really cool, to see them going down the staircase.
The depth,
exactly. So here we've got everyone's favorite again. I'm assuming that's what's her name? Is it Desi? Or I forget her name. No, that's not Z. That's
Desi. Yeah, that's
no, I forget. It's been a while, guys.
Yeah, it's been a while. We got to go back there.
We got to go.
Nice in the train. Yeah. I see her train there. But yeah, the colors on this like is
this is gonna make it amazing. Look at that hair, bro. Love it. Look at that. Oh my god, those details. Look at that. Beautiful inks.
That's cool. Even seeing a lot of the like the shading around like on the panel above that. Like I would assume a lot of that went in for the colors and stuff, but yeah, no, it's that looks super awesome.
Yeah.
Harriet was the friend. Is it not? Is it Harriet?
Harriet. Yep. Yeah. That rings a bell. All
right. And then the last page we've got is there's some negative space there. So I wonder what's happened there. We'll see.
I think that's where Radiant Black shows up. Yeah. And
that's got to be a spoiler of some kind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Couple spoilers here.
Return of the Griffin, maybe? Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. You guys have any thoughts on who's landing past his arms here?
Maybe it's the kid as Griffin. Remember the son of the guy. Maybe he comes as like the new Griffin or something. Yeah.
Ooh.
That and we know that her friends are probably going to get powers sooner or later, right? Because we saw in Supermassive the preview of her with the two friends with the green and the blue. So we had to assume it's probably going to be Harriet, whatever. Not to spoil this arc or whatever. And even if you know what's coming, sometimes you know
it's going to be Wendell. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I got my money on Eva.
Yeah, Eva's a good pick.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool. I'm honestly not banking my hopes on it being another Massiverse character, but I think that would be pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'm cool with her having contained stories because she's Infernal Girl Red's still showing up at Supermassive 2024, which we'll talk about later. So I mean, I'm cool with them keeping it separate here. Yeah. No, Erica's art is unreal. Like it's great that we have her during this time because you know she's really gonna pop off once give it a couple years and she's gonna be working every single second on this book.
Yeah.
This dialogue is going to be even more heartbreaking for sure once we get it all together.
I can't wait, man. That Kickstarter was so stressful. I can't imagine how it must have been for them because like it came down to like really the end, but then at the end there really went above and it was nice to see completely like a different situation with the other few Kickstarters that came after, which was I guess a blessing and a curse in its own way, but I'm super happy that we managed to get it through and get this book done. And I can't wait, man. Like Erica, like we said before, one of my favorite artists, and actually there's quite a few of my favorite artists in the Massiverse right now. We'll get to another one, but Erica's definitely up there. I would love to get some artwork by her or commission one day because she's fantastic.
Yes.
So that's it for Inferno Girl Red, and now we're going to move on to the next part of the Massiverse announcements. So again, we're just going in our order. This is not necessarily the order they dropped it in, but it doesn't really matter. So we've got Cow. Guys, we when we were talking about the speculation for what, you know, C2E2 would be like, what we're gonna learn, there was a lot of Cow speculation. A lot of people were saying we're gonna get something on Cow, we're gonna get like a new collected edition, or we're gonna get the new ongoing or whatever it was, like the continuation of the story. I do want to say this logo right here is amazing, celebrating the 10 years of 10 year anniversary of Cow, and I do want to say like this is such a cool like background, like a desktop background or something like that. It would be a cool poster too, but what'd you guys think? 10 year anniversary, we're gonna get some big announcements, right?
Yeah, and even if C2E2 didn't happen this weekend, they could have gone to Calgary Comic Fan Expo this weekend.
Oh my god,
that's a shitty joke. Cal is the best like series that I haven't read as far as like the look of it, and like it really has that appeal. And I'm gonna get into it now. Like officially, I'm like, all right, I gotta dive in. And
shame, cool. Shame. Know,
yeah,
right.
Shame. No, hey, no, that, it's a good excuse on you to of course get into it. Like it's honestly gonna, yeah, it seems like it's tying in. And it's one of those things where, and I don't know, like Bash might know a little better, but I don't think it sold like super well.
From what
it did okay.
Heard. Yeah, that's what I've heard, but like,
well, it's just nice. Yeah, it's nice he's bringing these characters kind of back into the fold, and he's really giving a highlight on all these characters since obviously issue 15 of Radiant Black. So yeah, it's nice to see Cowl still in the fold. And but man, I didn't expect how many announcements we got for them. So,
how I'd compare I was just gonna say it's kind of like the Fox X, it's like the Fox Marvel movies into the MCU as far as this into the Massiverse. It's like they're kind of connected, but like it's like a different regime or kind of different era. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying?
No, I mean there's been a whole new audience introduced to Cowl now recently, with not just people who are into the Massiverse and Radiant Black, but from the Humble Bundle that came out. Cowl was part of that too. So I know myself when I read it, I was like, I felt like
They already have, Greg.
They've been mentioned. Marvel. We saw them. Yeah, we saw them in the
Will they come again? Short. I think If you remember, also they're
fictional in the world.
Yeah, we talked to Kyle, and he said that Radia was also supposed to appear on that. I forget her name. I think that's her name. She was also supposed to appear in the issue, but they decided last 15? Minute to cut her out.
Was it issue 15? Right, when they did the fan movie?
Yeah. So you can see Blaze in the clip in the online. So I think that's already super cool. But yeah, I think maybe there'll be more, because I don't think they would continue it unless there's just the love of the story. But I do want to tell you guys something really cool. So when I posted when I was posting the coverage of the C2E2 reposting online, like on Twitter, on the Instagram, and everything, I actually got two or three people message me when they saw the Cowl announcement for the new series, which we're gonna show in a second here. They messaged me out of pure joy just for that, like not. Like put aside all the Massiverse stuff. They were just so excited to see Cowl return because they loved Cowl. Like, they were telling me, like, I love this book so much when it came out. So I was really happy to see that. And I know quite a few people who pleased me personally. I'm so excited. I loved Cowl. I'm not going to lie. I didn't get it when it came out. I got it, like, in trade a few years ago. But, like, after it came out, well after it was completed. But I got to say, it's a great story. And if you haven't read it yet, I highly recommend diving in. It's very different. It's honestly kind of reminds me of Watchmen in a lot of ways.
That's the vibe.
Yeah, same vibe.
So yeah, first off, guys, we got a Cowl compendium. Hell yeah, collecting the entire series. Because if you don't know, there's not been a collection of the entire series. I believe it's 11 issues, I believe. And it's only been collected through two trades before. And it was kind of a pain finding one or the other, depending on where you are, or like, because they've been out of print for a while. But I'm not sure. So I don't know yet. I don't know if... Because the original trades, they didn't collect issue 6, and it's a whole in-universe thing because it's like an in-universe comic. So issue 6 is also the Elsa Charretier's first like professional comic work, I believe, or at least for Image. I know that for sure. So that one's like not collected in the trades. I'm not sure if it's going to be collected in this one or not. I don't actually know.
I sure hope so. I think they will. I think they will.
Michael did something about it, but I don't remember. We'll have to dig through the Discord. Also, they said that this is not necessarily the final cover art, so there may be some changes to the cover art. We'll see.
Batman. That's the cover art for the first trade too, right?
There you go. So they are going to include it. There you go. Yeah, that issue is not easy to find. I'll tell you, like, it was a pain. I have a few copies of it because I love Elsa Charretier, but it's not an easy book to find. Nice. All right, so yeah, the entire series, ladies and gentlemen, hype. Let's go. Yeah,
I'll be getting this.
Let's go.
Yeah, there's a great way for you to read it, Matt. It's all in
one. Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's perfect. They chose the right cover too, so yeah.
Well, we'll see if they keep it.
We'll see. Yeah, they might
do you think they'll put the 10th anniversary logo on there anywhere, or that's how it is?
Honestly, that's actually a really good question. Yeah.
I can see them slipping the logo in there.
I think they could.
Yeah. Meanwhile.
we've got a Cowl Sessions record, and I'm just pulling up. It says, Cowl Sessions on vinyl. This original album by Radiant Black co-writer Joe Clark Chicago is a soundtrack to the comic, and we're bringing it to vinyl. They said more info on this later in the year. I think I'm definitely going to try to pick this up. Like, I don't normally get like vinyl records, but if it's something cool like this, I think I love Joe Clark, dude. I want to support him. He's amazing. Yeah. He's super talented.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, even just the cover art, get our boy Blaze on there. Yeah, no, it looks super cool. You're going to have to throw this on the shelf. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And I didn't know Kyle was experimenting with music and comics like up to 10 years ago, and probably earlier than that. Like, it's crazy how much extracurricular stuff he's been doing for this long. With obviously Joe's been playing it, but like, this is obviously wouldn't happen without like an idea from Kyle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But the cover's really sweet too. Perfect vibe.
I feel like this won't be easy to find like a little bit after it comes out. So I'm just gonna try to get it.
If you want this, you can pre-order it. Yeah. Make sure you get it.
Yeah.
Do we know who did this cover for it?
Right. No, but it reminds me of one of the variant artists for Radiant Black, like the ratio, like you know the yellow ratio with the Wendell.
Yeah,
it reminds me of that artist, so it might be them. But I could also see it being like Rod Rice, honestly.
Yeah, it could be. I assumed it was Rod Rice, but who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm definitely picking this up, and I'm super hyped because Cal, like I said, super underrated. And this is honestly like I've always wanted to meet Joe Clark and get something signed by him. I can get my Ordinary God signed by him. I can get my Deep Cuts, which 100%.
This would be a cool.
This would be a sweet one to get signed. Yeah. Plus, like the guy is so fucking talented. Like, guys, like read his books. I don't know if you like music, especially if you like jazz. Read Deep Cuts. It's honestly one of the best comic books of the entire year. Like seriously, like just peak comic books, peak like literature almost. Like it's so good. And like you got different artists doing every issue. Like peak, like seriously elite level artists. So could not recommend that enough. It's like some of the Nolan covers. Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's a really good point. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I think Rod Rice. Yeah, it does look like Rod Rice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Who else would you get to do the cover art for this? Sounds, so, you know what I mean? For Cal.
Yeah.
So what I think we got one more. Oh yeah. So guys, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a Cal miniseries. I believe it's 3 issues and by Kyle Higgins, Alex Siegel, Rod Rice, and Hassan Atman Alhau. I believe that's like the same creative team with the exception of like a new letter. So, man, Rod Rice, like I think they made a joke about like Rod Rice having, you know, only gotten better, or he said like he's gotten better. They said so it's like first issue's out this August for this Cal mini, Cal 1964, and it's gonna complete the storyline of the original Cal series. So that's interesting. This is 3 issues because when you add that up to the original 11, I believe that makes it like 14. So it's a nice number to end at, right?
We get Doomsday Cal now to enjoy, like Doomsday Clock.
Jordan,
how are you doing? Mr. Jordan.
Good to see you. Good to see you, Jordan. Never too late.
Can we talk about the Massiverse banners? I think that now that they've been introduced, I mean, they're interesting.
Now's the time.
It's not my favorite thing.
I'm not.
The Massiverse banners on the left. It's hard to see. So I guess like in the banners on the left, there's some little logos in there. Actually, on this one, it's kind of hard to see if there is any.
If it improves the sales of the Massiverse. It's necessary.
I get the idea. I do get the idea. Part of me, it's like it honestly, like I don't know. It doesn't block that much of the art, but like it's a good chunk of the page to me. That's just like pretty standard. But I think it's a good thing to be consistent across all books. Like, so
Think about it this way: if you have either a wraparound or connecting covers. That's gonna mess with it already.
Yeah.
It's like gutter loss for covers. That's what it is. Yeah. Look, I'm not too bothered. I'm like, oh,
it's not a big deal at the end of the day. Yeah. I'm just saying I would have rather
it didn't have it. So many banners. Oh yeah, of course you'd rather like it doesn't cover the artwork, but I think it's more like I think they said it's only for the cover A's. It's mandated by Image, something like Michael said something about that from
but the Rogue Sun books have them too.
Yeah, the Rogue Sun have them.
We're still going to get Virgin variant covers, I guess. Okay.
What I will say is that I like
the
Radiant Black Catalyst War banner. It's unobtrusive. Like, it's very small, but it's nice. I feel like it doesn't take away from the artwork. I actually feel like it adds a theme to the book. It makes it feel special. I feel like the placement is a big part of that. It's small. It's sleek. It looks like it's nice. But here, I feel like it's a bit too big. But like, you know, like Owen said, it doesn't really bother me, honestly. And this looks like the covers takes that into account where it doesn't really block out anything important. So
it's a lot of dead space though. Like you could do more, just a Massiverse and like 80% of it's like empty.
The cover B's will still be like virgin covers though. So at least we have that. Yeah. If this was on the Tom Whalen cover, you know what I mean? If it was on the Tom Whalen cover, then we riot. You know?
Would it make cover A's easier to do because you don't have to draw as much, like fill as much space, or no? Like, I don't know.
If, I think, I don't is think it so. The same size, just like expanded almost?
They,
like, it's.
I think they like,
Interesting.
I guess, I good, good place
for that cover anyway.
Good place for a signature. Good show, Greg. Good show, Greg. You get a nice.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's
Greg's looking at the silver linings. It's a good,
You know, that's you know I'll take that. I'll take that. Thanks, Greg.
You have a cover like this, and you get a face remark on the banner, it goes well with the other faces, like it doesn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I would take, you know, make the best of it, But, if I had to like choose a banner, like I said, I'd go with the Catalyst War banners. I think those are sweet, like it's just well designed. Yeah,
it doesn't ruin anything. I'm just not like super elated about it, but I understand why they do it. And if it makes it easier for casual conquerors to get into the Massiverse, great.
But yeah,
guys, Catalyst going national.
The story itself, though, like with Rod Rice, I like they showed a couple preview pages, and even in those, you can just see his art. It's a lot more clean. And yeah, you can definitely see the improvement in his art for sure, which is very cool. But yeah, I guess it's 1964, so it's 2 years after the first volume starts. It's around there, so it's a little bit after that. But yeah, this was could have been not the top of exciting news for me, but it was up there. We got so much good stuff. We got spoiled.
That guy's in the animated short, right? Weekend. The guy in the middle.
Yes, he shows up at the bar.
Okay,
dude, I'm like hyped for this. I'm not gonna lie.
No, this is awesome. Crazy.
Yeah, and Rod Wright always... doing like more artwork. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Imagine. I'm just gonna throw this out there in the universe. Okay, I have no hopes of this being the truth. But imagine we get another animated film, but this time Raiding Black goes to them instead of Blaze coming.
That would be
cool.
Raiding Black. That'd be cool.
It's only.
I was going to ask you guys, do you think like with him making a couple years later, is Kyle going to put anything in this to link it more to the Massiverse in any way, like with the government or things they've done? Like, I guess it's a fantasy world. But.
Maybe Blaze. I feel like at the very least, Blaze could at least mention his interaction with Radiant Black in the future.
Hmm. Oh, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool.
It's a fan film at the end of the day, I think, like canonically. So I don't know how far they can stretch that.
Do you think this will be what Marshall and Nathan like reunite with if they both survive the Catalyst War? This is what they'll reunite over. Like, Catalyst is back. Yes. Cal's back. Yeah. Yes. Like that's what I'm thinking. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you never know.
I mean, I would hope it's Kathy, right? But anyway, this
looks like we got Blaze's son on the cover too. Sorry, real quick. We see Blaze on the cover, but underneath, like we get kind of the same Blaze kind of uniform. Jr. But Blaze Jr. there. So yeah, some new characters. And at the bottom, I don't know who that guy is. The Robin looking guy. The Robin.
He's the guy that died. You know?
Watch him be a ward.
Yeah, I gotta reread that too.
Related to Marshall. Marshall ancestry.
Yeah. It's his Uncle Bert or great Uncle Bert.
Great cover.
It's a great cover. I'm excited. I'm gonna dive into the series before these drop.
Greg post thinks, office. Great saying the post office. Yeah, I would be likely connection they could have.
So you're saying this is Kieran's dad right here as a junior?
Yes. You never know.
This is Kieran.
Kieran. Yeah, that's him. That's him as a wee lad.
This is like 15-year-old Kieran right there. And then we're gonna learn how he got the scar.
The great.
And it was Sparrow, from
the great Raven's old sidekick. Yes.
Okay.
Sparrow. Yes, that's his name.
Maybe. Yeah, I gotta do a reread before this series, but yeah.
Awesome.
I noticed this is more colorful than the original cow. Like a lot of the cow colors had really dark colors. The original cow covers, that's these funny. Ones are a little bit lighter.
So. Might be a reflection on the theme of it too, because like the first run was very dark and gritty. This one might be a little more hopeful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's Rogue Sun time. Oh wait, no one. Honestly. We didn't really get any No One announcements. I just have the covers to No One 9 and 10, which have been solicited for a while. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what they said, right? They said no new announcements, just going to continue with 9 and 10.
Yeah. So we'll go to the Rogue Sun announcement. But I mean, read No One because that shit's amazing. We're going to go to the Rogue Sun announcements. And we have We have the covers for Rogue Sun 20 to 22 and the introduction of some new characters. So let's talk about the covers here. Everyone's favorite, the banners. But to answer everyone's question, like, here is the banner list.
Yes. Yes. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He, Stefano posted that on Twitter, right? I think, he posted that. And I was like,
not going to lie, like, this would have been much better. But
yeah.
You kidding me?
It's okay.
This is actually the better image of me on the bottom left. This is like the banner. You get the banner of my forehead, actually. This is why you watch it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, that cover is fire. I'm not going to, I shouldn't complain about the banner because that is a, no pun intended. Look at that.
I wonder if they're going to put like old DC or Marvel comics where they've got huge texts, like naming the event or whatever it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? In the banners. Like, I wonder if they'll do that. But dude, this is a sick cover, and this cover is by one of my favorite artists around right now, one of the best artists I've seen in a while. He's just such a unique style that when you see his artwork, you can tell who it is immediately, and it's the one and only Stefano Simeone. This guy is killing it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read Midlife by Brian Buccellato and Stefano Simeone, it's a killer book, and those guys are Massiverse alumni, right? Like, we got Brian co-writing No One with Kyle, and Stefano's done... I think he did an issue of Pretty Black. He's done covers.
Massiverse one cover. Yeah, Radiant Black 13A. Yeah, Radiant Yellow. Walking Dead. All those Walking Dead variants.
Oh,
he's
done a lot of Massiverse. Yeah, so lots to look forward to. And he honestly, his art style is just incredible. Like, you could always tell it's him. His work is just so unique. I love the way he colors a lot of his own work, and his colors are incredible too. So Midlife, ladies and gentlemen, you want to see his flames go wild, go check out Midlife. But yeah, this is the cover to issue 20, and this is the same cover without the banner and without the title, obviously. But this is, again, Stefano posted this on his social media, so we just wanted you to appreciate the art. It's
plus he's doing Speed Racer 2024,
yep,
which is gonna massive. Be hype.
And we got some things there to show you later,
but we'll talk about it later. But yeah,
here's Rogue Sun 21, the first cover appearance. And gentlemen, first cover appearance and possibly first appearance, although she might appear in 20, but the first cover appearance of Divinity.
Let's go.
Sick cover by Stefano Simeone here. And again, this is the cover with the banner. This is the cover for the banner. So yeah, gorgeous stuff.
Stop doing that.
this is the Bruceless version, and I don't know. It's cool. I'm excited. I love getting lost in the Rogue Sun world and such supernatural stuff. We've got such a Rogue Gallery already in, what, like 18 issues? So who knows what else Ryan has in store, and it's looking great.
Mm-hmm. He just keeps adding to it, right? Like, we already have so many incredible villains, but he just somehow finds a way to keep adding more and just, like, keeps it making sense and keeps the world still contained without getting too crazy and unraveled, which I really love. But yeah, it's not. Do you guys think there's a reason Stefano is on? Like, are they giving Abel a break here? Is it just one of those things they want Stefano on these kind of covers, you guys think?
I have no idea. Dude, he's so good, man. he is so good.
I would want him on all my covers. Too. No, he is great. Yeah. That's fair. I just don't know.
It saves like Abel some time too to do more interiors. Like, I think that's a win-win for everyone, honestly.
Yes.
Or maybe I don't know. I really don't, because I feel like it's not one of those in the bank covers, because they have to do with the current plot, at least this one with Divinity. So they must have, these covers, he must have done them like in the last few months, right?
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, Divinity, that kind of like what Grant was saying, not just that he keeps introducing new characters, but he also sets them up like issues, multiple issues beforehand. So you're always wondering when they show up, you got to go back and figure out when was that, when were they first like teased, or there was a little Easter egg or mention of them. I love that about Rogue Sun too.
Yeah, we know Divinity's as far as we know, Divinity's an ally to Rogue Sun. So hopefully she's been off available during the war when all the villains brought out. She was busy. She wasn't able to help them. So I'm curious to see what she's been up to, man.
Hey, man, Dylan's been trapped in the stone. He's been watching guys hit on his girl. He's on the rebound. He's got hormones raging, flames. I'm just saying.
It's his damn PhD.
He's been a few months.
He's been through the gutter, but he's yeah. But yeah, at the same time, I don't know if this if Divinity could be if she's like an entity or whatnot, but she could be old enough where maybe she had some relations with Marcus at some point. Who knows? that could get interesting. Freaking Marcus.
Marcus the playboy, man.
Yeah, I'm curious about. I'm curious about
when he's not around, bro. God damn. Always. Good to see the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast, guys. If you haven't checked these guys out, they do amazing work. Make sure you check them out. Thanks for stopping by, guys. And yeah, definitely might be a break to team time. Covers are hard, man. You gotta like think of some good shit and then like put some a real money shot there.
That'd be eye catching, like, right? Yeah, so that's how you sell the book is by the cover.
Yeah. Plus, now they can't have too much focal point on the left side as well, so it's an extra element.
Yeah,
not to be another bringer.
Is that the aviary? Because I see some birds, bro.
It looks like it. That's right.
Yeah. They look like ravens as well. But
cover? Probably. Maybe.
Yeah, unless the portal, right? He's coming through the portal. It looks like he's falling through the portal into the aviary.
Yeah, I just wanted it's the first time we've seen it on the cover, I think, the aviary, maybe. But
yes. I really believe you're right.
It's not the first time we've seen Dylan fall ass over TKL. At least we assume it's Dylan. That's the thing about the Massiverse is you never even know if the titular hero is that person. Whether it's Radiant Black or Rogue Sun, you never really know. And they always do it well. But yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I think a big bulk of the next arc will be in the aviary for sure. I think that was the what we got teased at the end. That was the Raven Queen dying, or we saw someone dying there for sure.
I think that's what they're going to do is they're going to do like if they keep Rena on the book, because I heard he's doing some of the pages, at least he posted them. I wonder if they'll have like Rena do the aviary pages and then Abel do the outside pages or like vice versa. That'd be like,
it worked out. It worked out in the last arc.
Yeah, that's what they did before, right? Yeah, I believe that's what they did before.
Abel on the outside, Rena on the inside of the Sunstone.
Yeah. It does work.
That'd be really cool because they're so good. My Macroen is another like great artist. Love to see his stuff. We should get him on the show one day.
Yes. He's great.
Yeah, we tried to get Abel on, guys, but he wants to do a typed interview because he wants to work on his English. I mean, that's what he told me, but I'm sure he's fine. But you know, anyway,
here we go.
Another huge announcement is, first of all, Abel is such a master at character design. Like, dude is so good, man. I swear to God, like, he's so good. And this is Divinity. This is the character design sheet for Divinity as they presented it at the Massiverse panel at C2E2. And, yeah, Charlie's been, talking about, I think he has a crush at this point. He's been talking about it for a while, so.
I might, man. Taped right on my wall, this design here. No, this looks sweet. She's kind of like a biker almost. Yeah. Like, it's a biker vibe, but yeah, it's crazy how much different every character is. Like, he really nails it.
Yeah, really engaging design and unique, unlike other things we've seen so far from Rogue Sun, so I'm excited.
See you, Greg. Thanks for joining us, man. You're so good, Greg. To see you always. Yeah, I mean, her design is awesome. I really like it, honestly. I can't wait. And all the characters that have been added to the story so far, they've been so great. And I think we need more supporting characters that are like interesting, at least on the mystical side of the Rogue Sun things, because I feel like we have Dottie and we have the family members who've kind of dipped their toes into it, but I want to see more like beyond them. So I think this is a good step in that direction. I can't wait. And like, again, Abel, man, so good. Like, she's just such a sharp design, a lot of interesting characteristics there. I love like the little things, like I love her handkerchief or bandana. I like the belt. There's like the two belts she's wearing, or is it maybe? It feels like it's two belts. Yeah. Love her jacket. And yeah, you guys are right. I feel like she looks like a biker, 100%.
A biker, she's riding something. Yeah,
100%. She has a helmet there and everything.
No, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
she's practicing. I hope it's like, do you guys think we're gonna see? We could see like a Ghost Rider type bike, like a.
I was thinking like Ghost Rider type
ass bike. That could be cool as well. That could be cool.
Oh shit!
There's always room for that comment.
That would be so cool. I didn't even think about that. Oh my god!
Yeah.
All right. So we got one more character design for the Rogue Sun before we move on to our final thing, which is the Radiant Black and the Supermassive, and the next design. No one thought coming. I mean, nobody. I don't think any of us knew about this unless you guys saw it at another con. No. But it's Mad Melody. What'd you guys think of this?
Really,
I'd say she looks more of a villain.
Superman's villain, Silver Banshee.
Yeah.
So, screaming powers, we assume, like Black Canary kind of deal. Is that what this? Image on the right looks like. No, cool design. I like the hair and everything just flows. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen a Rogue Sun design that I've disliked or had any question. They just all flow so well.
Yeah, the way the blue slowly turns into purple, it's like a candle like burning hotter towards like the center. You know what I mean? Like, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Very excited. So we don't really know which book is going to be her first appearance yet. All we know is that we got the character design sheet. That's something that keeps us on our toes, gives us something to look forward to. And they haven't even showed us Vayne. So they've showed us Mad Melody. They showed us Divinity, but they haven't shown us Vayne yet. So I'm very excited to see Vayne. And guys, just think about how impressive it is that Ryan Parrott and Abel are managing to come up with so many unique characters and villains that are just so cool. Like, the Rogues Gallery is huge at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes you take archetypes we've seen before and kind of put a nice little twist on them and stuff like that. And this seems no different. Also, if I had to guess where she's going to show up, I'd say she's going to be the wedding singer at Finnegan Root's wedding, if I had to guess. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. A little bit of demonic vibes.
Something, you know, maybe she has like.
I could see it. Yeah. I don't know if they have relation, but I'm gonna say I could see them being friends. I could see them having being friends or something.
You know how like Starfire and Blackfire are like sisters and they have like different powers but similar powers? It'd be cool if she was like her sister and she's here to like, you know, like really. You know what I mean? That would be cool. But either way, like, I'm excited. I'm sure they're cooking something over there. So
mildly off topic. I kind of want to see what the devil looks like in the Rogue Sun universe now that we've seen the Inferno.
Yes.
Like, I know it's going to be different, but I'd like to see what they do in that world.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I think eventually. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
So this is Mad Melody, ladies and gentlemen. For cool those name. Of you just joined us, please like, subscribe, drop some comments, join us in the chat. But this is Mad Melody, the latest character they introduced at the Masterverse panel for the Rogue Sun comic book. And now we're going to move on to the Radiant Black and Supermassacres. So.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is where it gets really intense. Oh yeah. So first of all, there's some Radiant Black. I think it's 0.5, 20. Which one's the Marshall timeline? Is that 29? I forget.
Okay. 0.5, so, yeah.
So that's 29, I believe. So yeah, that's we've got some. There we go. We've got some preview pages, and there's no spoilers. I mean, there's no text or anything, and they don't really show much that's a spoiler, in my opinion, but. Here's some four pages they showed us. Guys, it's Premiere.
Yep.
In all their glory, descending from the rain of fire above. And here's everyone's favorite supposed Chicagoan, apparently, even though I don't think he's from Chicago. Like, maybe. I don't know. He's post office. That's all I know. But that's Kieran. And, you can see he's still got some of his squad. Marshall just looking defeated. Like, the look on
his face. He looks done, man.
Yeah, he's looking like Rick when, like, Negan moves in the town and stuff. It's not looking... Yeah. He's looking pretty defeated. Yeah. And we know what happens in this timeline. Like, I guess we're not going to really spoil too much of, like, what's happened in this timeline, but, like, he's lost a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the city around him. There's no city around him.
I'm scared.
He sees what he's done. I don't know all the guilt he feels right now, but he's...
It's the biggest throw he's ever had, and he thought he could do it, and he's lost a lot of stuff, and this could just be the end. This superhero game could end right now. Like, it's crazy.
Guys, go tell your friends. Go, like, yell it out from the rooftops. Tell your grandma, your grandpa. Tell your dogs and your cats. Tell them about Radiant Black and the Massiverse. You don't want to be missing out on this. You don't want to do, like, you don't want what happened to Invincible to happen to you in here, where it's like, oh, Invincible, you know, low print series ends. All the issues become expensive, hard to find. Yeah. And, you know, we've been seeing so many cool things of, like, bookstores promoting. They're like, oh, you like Invincible? Check out Radiant Black. And it's like, we saw that in the solicit for the first issue. Robert Kirkman has a pull quote on the first trade. If you like Invincible, or, you know, your friends have been enjoying the series, tell them about Radiant Black. Show them the animated short. Like I said, tell your cats and dogs. Tell everybody, guys. We got to get on this ride. We got to experience it monthly, too, because it's a different experience. We all agree,
I think coming
the surprises, the back matter in the books, every once in a while something unexpected happens that you like, you really got to be there to really experience it.
Also, the massive edition coming up forward is the perfect way to lend to friends.
That's true. We'll talk about that later. Right. But yeah, here's some more pages. Look, this is like the first time we see, like, when we saw Premiere at the beginning of the Catalyst War, like, he makes an appearance mostly just to, like, the formality of it to show you he's there. But here he's getting up close and personal. You know what I'm saying? Like he's really close. He's in there. He's, like, taunting. I don't know what's happened. I really can't wait to hear the dialogue. But look at Marshall's face right here.
Bro. I bet he's rubbing it in, like, you failed. You know, like, this is your fail. This is all on you.
Yeah. This reminds me of Ned Stark at the end of season one of Game of Thrones, where he's about to get his head chopped off.
Yeah.
Spoiler, by the way.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Look at that. This looks like what, like, is he? Do you guys think he's taking off the mask here? Like he's demasking.
Yeah.
Or whoever it is,
we're gonna see who he is. I think that's where
it could be someone who's not even human. Like maybe it's like an.
That's where we see who it is, and it's him.
Presumably, looks a lot like
001. It's Nathan with a beard.
He'll be Nathan with a beard.
That would be fucked.
That should be Marshall's dad, like son.
You know, like,
it's like.
I mean, Man, we still haven't heard. Well, actually, maybe he's just not worth exploring. But yeah, we still have not. Like explore the dad whatsoever at all. I'm curious if we ever will.
Maybe he expects Marshall to be his ward, you know, or who knows. It's so weird that we got the last name so late in the game, Marshall Ward. Like, I don't know. That sticks out.
But it was in like some back matter. Like it was never even like an important thing too, which is kind of funny. It's clearly Goku. Hey, it might be. All the possibilities are
still the thing poster for the
man.
Yeah.
It does look like the thing poster. I see that too. Yeah.
It's Kyle.
Those are the pages. Guys, next issue. Premiere seems to be making a move. We might learn some. This is the best comment. Dude, I swear to God, Premiere, I'm like, unmasked and it's Michael under there. Dude,
suit yourself, and then he does
it. True Massiverse.
Yeah.
True Massiverse. Oh, my God. But yeah, that guys.
That'd be cool.
I can't wait for this issue. So that's the preview pages for Reign Black 29.
Also, pretty wild. Marcel Costa and Kyle met in person for the first time at C2E2. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that.
I didn't know that. We have
pictures. We have pictures. Yeah. We have proof. Yeah. We have the first appearance.
Proof of life.
Anyway, we've got now the final bit of it, which is the Massiverse and / the Supermassive stuff. First things first, guys. Huge announcement. And I think this ties into what Owen was saying a few minutes ago. So we've got the Radiant Black audiobook coming out. Our audiobook is collecting the first volume, which is issues 1-6, with Ryder Strong voicing Nathan and Wilfred Dell voicing Marshall. So with Ryder Strong being announced as Nathan, I speculated that maybe Nathan won the voice actor, or Nathan won the vote to casting the voice actor now. But I said also it could be the 200 IQ and, you know, ambiguous play from the Massiverse people who like knew that we would think that. So they dropped, they were always planning the audiobook and now they're trying to throw us off. You know what I mean? but I'm just saying they cast like Nathan pretty late in this shit. And if Nathan's about to like, you know, Nathan becomes Premiere or some shit like that, or like maybe he just like, he becomes more important in the story because they're casting a voice actor right now.
No, that's good. To steel man this thing though, I think it's because when you first read it, it's weird if Marshall is played by Will Friedle and his name is to the left, like he's the lead, right? So I think they just do that so you don't immediately get spoiled on what happens to Nathan. But it would be cool. I mean, I do love to speculate about it. I don't know. That's cool. We finally get a Nathan voice officially, which is sweet. Ryder Strong.
Yeah. I'm curious to see some of the other voices or just kind of the production behind this whole thing. Obviously, just like what we've seen from the podcast and all that, the No One podcast. It could be pretty cool.
I'm wondering if there's going to be like a narrator. If so, who's going to?
First of all, is there going to be a robot voice? Right.
Right.
Because the robot come to exist. Right. First of all, I just want to say, and they said there's more voice announcements. They said that there's more voice casting announcements that they haven't mentioned that are going to be awesome. So I'm very excited for that.
So Tomi will be a big one.
Okay. This is a picture for later, but we did see Kyle at the convention meeting with a certain Wolverine voice actor, a.k.a. Cathal Dodd. So Cal Dodd and Kyle Higgins were talking. You never know. Maybe that picture is a hint.
Man.
Maybe he's trying to tell us a little something. That would be really cool if Cal Dodd was on the audiobook. What if he was Mr. Burnett? Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can see that.
Mr. Burnett, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God, Higgins is writing, directing, and narrating this. There you go.
Oh, oh he is narrating it. Okay.
I'll buy it for Kyle narrating it alone.
That's great.
Oh,
that's a good choice.
Oh, there we go.
Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Kyle?
There you
go.
Yeah,
no, that's, Kyle, that's a good choice.
Dude, I'm actually really excited for this audiobook to experience Radiant Black in a whole different way because we've read the first volume a couple times. So this will be a really fresh way to do it. And these voices will probably linger with us when we do reread it going forward.
Dude,
I also say too, for all the people I can't get to read a comic book, like a lot of them I think could actually indulge in this kind of thing. Which is cool.
Oh shit, Rod Rice. Ooh. We were just talking about his inks for the Cal 1964.
Yes. Super excited.
I don't know if you can confirm, but he did the Rod Rice do the vinyl cover? That's what we thought.
Oh yeah, for the art.
Just trying to confirm that. Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna.
So wait, guys, for those of you who like watch Boy Meets World, you're literally about to relive a part of your childhood by listening to this audiobook. You're literally it's gonna be like Ring and Black Meets World. That's what it's gonna be like. I can't wait for it. But no, dude, literally, like we put the picture of Wolf Riddell and Ryder Strong like from Boy Meets World earlier. It's so funny. Like I can't believe that's like Marshall and Nathan. That's so good. It's so great. Like I can't wait. But yeah, audiobook. And I do want to say, like, it is a fantastic voice casting. And yes, we're so excited for the I can't wait to go back. And the compendium, man. I can't wait for new people to experience it as well. New readers.
Yes.
But one thing I do want to say is with the audiobook, like, you know, we've seen a lot of multimedia stuff in the Massiverse and it's all amazing. I think this one's going to sell really well. Like, I think a lot of people are going to want to check this out. I think even people who might have not even read the book will still want to check this out. Because they'll be like, I don't have to read it. You know what I mean? Get to listen to Kyle talk and then really good voice actors do their thing. Like, of course.
Yeah. But, and you might not think it's a comic, just basically just seeing it with other audiobooks. So you really could just, you know, sneak someone some vegetables here, really. Like, it's, I'm excited to see what this does for the series.
Even just seeing that little promo, we saw that little promo, video with Will and
that's coming. Strong
that's as well.
That, that's coming.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're gonna
play
post
that.
Yeah,
we're gonna play that. We're gonna post it.
Love it.
Yeah, but I do want to say nobody saw this coming. Like none of us saw this coming at all. There's a lot of things people saw coming or speculated along the lines of, like, I'd say the Cal stuff, like a lot of people.
The massive edition and stuff, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But nobody saw, like, literally nobody even remotely saw this coming. So this is shit.
Yeah. Okay, so Rod did do the vinyl cover. Awesome.
Okay, so now we have
another reason to pick it up. Another reason to pick it up.
Rod, to get it signed by Kyle now. We're gonna do it. I'm telling you, we're gonna do it.
Gorgeous.
Amazing, gorgeous.
And perfect cover for this too. The artwork is the same that's on like the volume one and everything. Like couldn't have picked a better one. Ooh, nice.
There you go. Yeah.
Damn. That's beauty.
Amazing. Okay. So guys, what have we got now? I actually forgot what comes next, so let's see. Oh, all right. So now people can stop asking Kyle about it. Now people can stop asking everyone at the
Now people can start asking for a hardcover too, right? that's how it happens.
Hey, listen. Michael tweeted, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but he tweeted that they're judging a lot how this book performs if they're going to do more. If you don't usually pre-order, so this is what Michael said. If you don't usually pre-order stuff, this is the one to pre-order because they're looking closely at these. So I'm definitely going to pre-order it. We've all been waiting for this for a long time. I'm super excited, dude.
We're gonna give one to give away on the show. So make sure you subscribe, you like, and you stay tuned because we're gonna get an extra copy of this hardcover and we're gonna be giving it away to someone and hopefully a new reader. But
obsessed with this thing. Obsessed.
That cover is awesome.
Do you think it's sleeved or like more like the Firepower one? Either or, it's gonna be gorgeous. But
I would guess it's more like the Firepower one, just because that's how Image usually does their.
That's what I'm hoping. I could
be wrong.
Because I remember Kyle and Michael were asking us what we would like in a hardcover and stuff last time. So like I'm surprised, or like a massive edition. So I'm excited to see this come into reality into existence, if you will. Sick cover and the perfect way to get people enticed to read the series.
Yeah.
I just want to add real quick. I think it's super smart that they called this one the massive edition, so that maybe like 2, 3, 4 years down the line we get the super massive edition with everything.
No, that's awesome.
The cover is by Marcel Acosta, original cover art, so all new, guys.
And Igor, but, right? Mr. Igor? Really, you did Igor color this thing?
I can't see this.
I'm not sure, no. Actually.
Did he not color this thing? It might have just been Marcelo.
It might be Igor. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Mass Edition, perfect name. So this collects issues 1 to 12, and there's a buttload of back matter. And like we were all guessing what the back matter would be, because there's a lot of things they like that they've already put in before that they might put in again, or maybe put it in a more like in smaller, so they could fit it all in less pages, perhaps to save for newer things. But they did show us some stuff that they're putting in, and oh my, it blew me away. So I'll show you right now. Let's just soak this in real quick one more time. The hardcover. we've heard so many people ask about it for like 2 years. So let's just soak it in. 1 to 12. Yeah. Tell everybody. Go tell your dogs, your cats. Shout it off. Oh shit.
More on the way.
You know what? I'm gonna just quit guessing for my mental sanity. It's
exactly.
Who knows? But yeah, no. I'm so glad they went with an original cover. They could have went kind of with the old one, but yeah, going with one like this, it's always just nice seeing new pieces from Marcelo. But man, this one encapsulates the first 12 issues beautifully, like just with existence and him being there. It's perfect.
So this is an example of what they're putting in the back matter. This is what they've shown us at the convention. First of all, I read this. I think I'm assuming you guys did too. This was like the original pitch for Radiant Black before it was Radiant Black, before when it was called like Vanguard. And you can see this character sketches by Dan Mora and by Eduardo Fregato, which are incredible. And first of all, like I feel like this is so cool and looks so much different from what we've gotten in the final like in the proper Radiant Black, I guess, and what it eventually morphed into, pieces, the bits of it that did make it to Radiant Black. But it's also so cool to see here that this also looks very Radiant Black-esque, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, oh my God.
I think the middle right one kind of reminds me of Rogue Sun, but then the two edge ones, those look just like Radiant Black.
Oh, Marcelo colored.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Okay, love that. Love that.
No, I'm excited to read this. This might be one of the most like necessary purchases in the Massiverse, really. If you really want like the root of this, just to get the history and just what Radiant Black was, what it became, and what it is. Like, I don't know.
Did you guys read this? It's insane. I was like so into it. It's intense. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of twists, and this character Dorian's really cool. And there's like a Burnett, and then his dad is Nathan. It's just like, right? Like the dad's Nathan. So I was just like, oh my God. I kept thinking, like, I wonder what bits of this. I kept trying to like reverse engineer and be like, what bits of this actually became like Radiant Black? Like the Radiance, obviously, right? There's the Radiance and the black holes and all that. So it's like there's some really cool things that I can't wait to see more of the back matter. Like this honestly, the cover alone would have been worth the buy. This is just all like icing
on
the
cake. No sleeve, spot gloss.
Ooh, perfect. Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
But sleeves are cool, but they get damaged too easily for me.
Yeah.
So, look at that. I wonder if we'll ever see these like in some sort of way, like in Radiant Black, like characters that look like them, maybe use them
for the Radiant War. Yeah, definitely. We'll get the evil universe with the evil. No, but those look sweet. That's just how much time. Like they were sitting on these awesome designs, but we waited to perfect and it shows in what Radiant Black is. So it's and the logo very similar to the Radiant.
Yeah. Yes. Here's the Vanguard.
Yeah, sounds that it has its own logo too.
Yeah, I love that. And it's like, like you said, it's similar. And here you can even see it looks a lot more like Kamen Rider.
That's sweet.
Much more of a like conventional tokusatsu like look here. It looks really cool. Honestly, remember we speculated that about like people becoming like premier or something like that. So we'll see. But like, dude, there's a whole like there's Alana here, and like some of these characters, like Jenna Lee, reminds me of the woman that we saw in the Catalyst War, like the talks to George and all that. Like you know what I'm saying? So it's like there's clearly like bits of this that remain, but it's like it also seems like very little bits because I don't think they would put this there to obviously, but it's so cool. Like, it's cool to see how much it changed as well. Like this is completely in a lot of ways a completely different story, and it's so cool. Like I would read this book too if it came out.
Right? I know.
It looks awesome.
Now there's an issue you can never scratch with like this alternate history of Radiant Black and stuff. This looks awesome. So
It's like it's a whole like long, it's like goes like 300 years into the future. It's like look at the Dark Ages. It's like 2060 to 2235. Damn, that's like almost 200 years right there.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Now this is interesting.
Yeah. So guys, this another reason to buy the hardcover. All of you wanted the hardcover. You've been asking for it. Get your pre-orders in. Get all this bonus, the back matter, so much cool stuff. Dive into the Massiverse lore and what could have been the Massiverse, the what-ifs of it all. Very exciting stuff. And next we've got – so this year we've already seen, but I think now we got a formal solicit. Supermassive 2024 one-shot. Big announcement is that we've got, of course, the usual suspects, the amazing creative team, Melissa Flores, Ryan Parrott, Matt Groom, Kyle Higgins. I'm pretty sure that's everyone, right? Yeah, there you can see them there, Kyle Higgins. And we've got Stefano Simeone doing the artwork and Becca Carey on letters. Stefano, man, we already talked about this huge, like they nailed it with that artistic choice. I can't wait to see his take. They posted a few pictures. Like three or four pages. It's on the social media. I don't have it here, but I can't wait to read this book. What do you guys think?
This is a wild team up too, right? Like Red and Schiff there. Like this is way different than what I expected.
Finally get Dylan meeting the squad too. And Schiff, yeah, just in the center of everything. That's very weird. A lot of questions about that, but yeah, I'm excited to see his dynamic with kind of the whole other Massiverse team. This is going to be pretty cool. I wonder if him and BB was kind of the leader last year. So I'm curious if him and Shift might have a kind of power struggle there. But yeah, we'll see.
I want to see BB and Satomi. I think they'll respect each other. I think that'll be cool. Big time. Like a fight between them. Imagine her like absorbing one of the boss or something, and then that'd be really cool. But if they get along, I'm sure it'll be kick ass too.
Dude, I can't wait. Okay. I'm honestly glad they didn't announce like a lot of like a new Massiverse title. Unless I guess we're counting Cal 1964, but it's only three issues, thankfully. So it gives the time to like, because they're saying they're gonna take a short break and then get everything back on schedule. And I think that's a good like plan long term to keep it like that, to make sure everything like is consistent and everything. In terms of like the art, I swear to God, like I feel like it's like maybe it's because I'm like manifesting it, right? But I feel like the last 3 years, I'm thinking like, who are my favorite artists that I would like to see like actually get these like opportunities? I was like, Daniele did it cool, then they did
it. They do it.
It's like Stefano Simeone, then they do it, and then it's like, you know, of course, just to see Erica come back for IGR too. So I like I'm super happy. Couldn't be happier myself. And
so this comes right before 30. So this is we're gonna tell us it's involved in Catalyst War, which I didn't expect.
Is it? I did not expect that.
Where is the rest of the Massiverse during the Catalyst
War? That's what I'm wondering now is like how integral is this going to be to the story of Catalyst War, or is it going to be kind of like a side story? What timeline exactly? That's another good question. And now after reading the solicit, now I'm starting to think, is Radiant Black even gonna show up?
He's on the variants, which brings me to my next point. Boom! Oh my god. Okay, first of all, this cover B by Kelly McMahon. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I hope so.
I've seen enough wrestling to know, but yeah, it is. Yeah.
Kelly McMahon, awesome cover, fantastic artist. We've been saying how like we wanted to see her do like a Massiverse cover, like with all the characters, and delivered here at every point. Honestly, I would love for this to eventually be a poster,
like
I would
or the Massiverse flag. It could just be a flag, just tilted.
I love that's true.
It's like the Fantastic Four art they revealed of showing the cast for the new movie. Like it's really simplistic. Yeah. It's got this is more minimalist, and I love it. Like everything there just hits so hard. It's like pins. I really love it. It's different than what we've gotten before, and I dig it.
Yeah, I would love this as a poster. Honestly, like this, like I think didn't they have this as a poster at the con at C2E2? I feel like I saw people like holding it.
I think they had a print. They had a little print of it, which is cool.
Genius to get that as a print because it's really good. I love the subtle thing with like Dead Lucky's hands as well, like little
effects. Yeah,
you see it around Rogue Sun as well, like the small subtle things. So cool, man. I can't wait to get these covers. But yeah, we like, and honestly, I love how they gave us completely different cover artists like from before for the most part. Like we've never seen Kelly do a group cover, and then we've never seen Tony Daniel, I don't think, do a Massiverse cover at all. Man. So yeah,
it's kind of like this cover's next level.
It's like the Volume 1 cover too, almost, right? Where they're all shooting up in the air together. So it's kind of like that as well, because you got the clouds in the back. Like, well done.
Very whimsical.
So simple, simple, but so clean. Yeah. So yeah.
A lot of people on Reddit were like really excited like for this cover. I was really happy to see. Yeah. So I'm grabbing all the covers, goes without saying, like literally every single cover. But here's the Tony Daniel and Igor Monty cover. Tony Daniel, he's done several books, done Batman, he's doing Edenwood, I think, right now.
This is like the opposite. They look so like cute on the other cover, and now this is like fierce, like we're in the game mode here. yeah, right? The eyes on, I've never seen eyes like that on Radiant Black where they almost like the way they light up, it looks like they're wider. Yeah.
Even BB looks scary too. Like she means business. Man.
Yeah. The way the flames of the city are like blend into Rogue Sun's background.
Yes.
Man. No, this is a killer cover for sure. This is one I want to hang on my wall 100% at some point.
There's a reason we haven't done a cover tier list, because S tier would be full and we have nowhere else to put them.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Forget this if we ever do that video, if we ever run out of ideas, but yeah.
Yeah,
Noctera too. He did Noctera as well.
Yeah, I want a poster of this too, honestly. Like that every cover would like I would buy it as a poster. Noctera is great, and it's cool to see Tony get the play here.
Yeah. I love like how he captures all their powers in the subtle ways as well. Like she has the electric crackle, he has the flames, Inferno Gold Red has like the gravity thing, and then Black just has the energy going. Yeah, dude. Can't wait to get all these covers. Very excited.
That looks more like Marshall too. If I had to guess what Radiant Black that is, like Marshall doesn't usually get that pissed off.
He's jacked. Look at that biceps. Great. He's been working, bro. And then tries, bro. Yeah. This dude's been lifting weights. And we saw Marshall in that like scene with like wearing the helmet but no shirt. Dude was jacked.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Marshall's been he's training. He can jack.
But yeah, it's okay because awesome. Nathan's a writer and he knows things. So I think that's all we have for the Supermassive news.
Hell of a panel.
Hell of a panel. I think they killed it this year. Like I said, it's like the perfect amount of announcements, not overwhelming. And I feel like everything is gonna be top quality. Everything looks amazing. Everything they've shown is super exciting. And it's nice that they addressed like pretty much every area of the Massiverse. Like even for like IGN and the one, they were like, okay, we did the updates. So.
Even Dead Lucky ended, we still get to see her in Supermassive 2024. So everybody that's read the Massiverse so far has something to look forward to.
Yeah, and here's just a few miscellaneous things that we're gonna share before we show the video with the
very timely.
Yeah, with our two characters, our two main characters. Here's Kyle and Cal Dodd talking at C2E2. And he said, none of what we are doing in the Massiverse happens without X-Men, the animated series. Almost like it was influential to him growing up. He really enjoyed it. And Stay Radiant Bub. I love that. Stay Radiant Bub. I'm saying, guys, what if Calda? What if Calda?
Perfect. That'd be
perfect. What if he's Mr. Burnett, bro?
That would be your pick, eh? I'm not saying that would be my pick.
I'm just saying, what if he is Mr. Burnett? Because it's like, I don't know, man. The first six issues, right? Like, it has to be someone from there. So. But
you never know. I could see that happen.
We still need a 001. That could be cool, like a badass 001 or something. Pretty mean. I can't wait.
Great photo. And then we've got another one, which is the two legends themselves, guys.
Yeah,
these two legends right here. Look at them. The creators of Radiant Black and the Massiverse. Marcel Acosta.
Never before in the same room.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Exactly.
First appearance right here. First crossover, actually.
Well, it's just such a powerful, things have gotten now, like with the internet, the infrastructure of the world, how you can just create this wild universe together and never actually be in the same room together. It's so cool.
Look at Arun Singh's comment there. Radiant hunks. There you go. So it's just good to see them together, man. Marcel looks like he's enjoying himself. I hope they had a great time at the convention. Sad that we couldn't be there, but it just looked like it was fun. We watched the eBay streams for a bit, saw so much art going for sale. I'm really happy people got some amazing artwork.
Marcelo drew a sick Xenomorph I saw on his Instagram. That looked awesome.
Oh, yeah. He drew so many amazing drawings.
Commission Central. I saw someone did Invincible too. Like someone else did a thing with like Invincible involved with the Radiant. Someone got a commission of that. I don't know if it was Marcel did it or not, but really cool. Yeah, the Beard Rose and Master.
Oh no, the Invincible with Radiant Black fighting Conquest. That was
Otley. Did Otley do Radiant? I think Otley do Radiant Black for the first time is what I've seen.
Oh really?
That might be fake news, but I saw. I think he drew. I'm gonna check all these Instagrams.
Breaking.
I don't believe you. You gotta pictures are never happening.
All right, star of the Invincible TV show, Ryan Otley, played by Tim Robinson.
We got one more picture, guys. Here is your Marshall. Here's your Marshall and Nathan right here. A throwback, okay, to the past. The boy meets world, aka the Radiant Black meets world. Our Nathan and Marshall. Now, before we end the night here, we've got one more thing to show, which is the video The two of them, and most of you have probably already seen it, but we'll show it anyway. And here it is. So give me 1 second. I hope the audio, like, I hope the audio actually shares. But there you go. Okay. So here, the Gizmodo article we saw earlier is Radiant Black is taking its tokusatsu action to audiobooks. And here is the video. Can you guys hear it?
No.
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 You can't hear it?
Can't hear anything, unfortunately.
But you can hear things in the audiobook of Radiant Black.
True. Let me see. I'll see if I can sync the audio. If not, then it's cool. But the basically, it's a video of Wolf Riddell just saying hello to what do you call it? Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to sync the audio, but check it out. We have it all over our social media.
Bash and I met Wolf Riddell a couple years ago at a convention. I love it when Massiverse people come to Halifax comic conventions. It's my favorite thing. No, but no, it was a hell of a time. And that video is really sweet. Like, it's really cool that, like, Wolf Riddell seems like invested in this. And he podcasts too with the new co-host, with the new Nathan voice. They have their Boy Meets, their Pod Meets World podcast. I think they'd approve of the art, and they've done great voice acting in their own right. So I think that it's going to be a powerful little project for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Commissioned by, but who did it? Was it Otley, Owen?
By Christopher Marchman, he said.
No, yeah, Marchman is the artist.
Christopher Marchman.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, I had a stroke. I thought this is how little I know and how, like, unprofessional I am. I was like, oh, he asked for the commission. Christopher Marchman asked for a commission. Like, anyways. But yeah, at least it exists, so I'm not crazy. My tinfoil hats can remain as tinfoil.
Oh, that's something we got to see one day. Is Otley draw Radiant Black? He will. He will one day. It's matter of when. Matter of when.
Kind of exciting news for. I'm gonna get a Cal soon. That's what I'll be doing in a couple of days. But, like, what's your guys' favorite announcement? Let's just go around the panel to wrap this up. Ali, what's your favorite?
I think we can say before we start. I think we can say that everything today was.
Okay, come on. You got to admit, that's actually super cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the man himself has spoken for us. It was a super cool panel from the C2E2. Too bad we couldn't be there, but super excited. And yeah, Ali, what do you think was the coolest thing?
My favorite thing was the hardcover. The hardcover, for sure. Waiting for it for a long time. I can't wait to get my hands on it and, like, read through all that back matter and read through the first 12 issues again.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think. For me personally, I think maybe just because we knew the hardcover was coming, like, that cover blew me away. But the actual announcement that excited me the most was the Cowl stuff for sure. The vinyl, and the sequel, the mini series, is that's super cool. I can't wait to just learn more about that. And yeah, just getting, like, little sneak peeks at all the other stuff. But the Cowl took the top for me this year.
Honestly, like, it's hard to say. Like, the Radiant Black preview pages, I'm super hyped on Catalyst War. Like, going forward, we got the Supermassive stuff beforehand, so that's kind of cheating. We just got the solicit, but those pages and, like, the Catalyst War, we've been building this since this started, so I'm really excited to see 29 and 30 and see what happens.
Yes. For me, I'd say it was the Cowl, and then a close second would be the audiobook, just because the Cowl been. Yeah, I can't wait to see if there are going to be further connections to the Massiverse. And even if there isn't, the first story was so good. It was Kyle. I really like seeing Kyle do different stuff. Like, I really enjoy his Massiverse stuff, but I like it also when he does, like, completely different comics and some indie stuff. I've seen books I haven't even heard of. I think there was one called Dead Hand or something that he did a few years ago. I can't remember if that's the right title, but something similar to that. But yeah, I did read Kyle a lot back, and we read it recently when we did the trivia not too long ago.
Yeah,
and that was a lot of. But speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's about that time we're getting to where we're going to do another trivia. So gear yourselves up that by the end of the Catalyst War, it might be trivia time. So prepare yourselves, read the Radiant Blacks, and yeah, it might be time for an event. And I'd be remiss.
Owen said, I don't know if he said he was entering, but he said he's not going to take the prize, I believe. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but I believe he said that. So we could get another winner this year, which could be exciting.
But then the person wouldn't feel like they really want. Like, just like
we always love to have you. Always love to have you. I promise you won't win this one. Okay.
Love the enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Yeah. 100%. So yeah, guys, please like and subscribe. You can find us at Radiant Black Pod on Twitter, Radiant Black Pod, the Radiant Black Podcast on YouTube. We're getting super close to 300 subscribers on YouTube, and we're going to do a nice giveaway. We don't know yet what it's going to be, but when we hit 300, we'll do a giveaway. And we want to get to 100 subs on the Rogue Sun podcast on YouTube. We're going to do a giveaway. We have several incentive variants of Rogue Sun signed by Ryan Parent, the writer and co-creator. So we want to give those away. We'll give away two when we hit 100 subs on YouTube for the Rogue Sun podcast. So check that out. And I want to say a special thank you to our patrons. Our patrons are Noah M, Patrick, Joe J, and Jordan C. Thank you guys for helping us keep the lights on and be able to do this. We love doing it. We love, you know, talking Massiverse with everyone. And if you want to check out our Patreon, we have a Radiant Black. We do a lot of stuff. We're going to be giving away some Radiant Black stickers soon that we made of the podcast, Radiant Black podcast stickers. We release a lot of our stuff there early, and we do a newsletter. The newsletter is like, we do it once every 2 or 3 months, a Radiant Black newsletter where we write it ourselves, we edit it, we design it. It's usually like 15 to 20 pages. So we all try to write some cool Massiverse articles. You know, we make up our own things, and obviously we reference real life material and everything's accurate, but it's also sometimes people write like creative essays on things they think about Radiant Black and all that. Mm-hmm. So check that out if you haven't. But yeah. And another, just thank you to everyone who joined us today. We really appreciate chatting Massiverse with all of you. It's been such an amazing panel. Thank you to Kyle Higgins, Marcel Costa, Kelly McMahon, Ryan Parrott. Pretty much, I don't think Ryan's at C2E2, but everyone at C2E2 who attended the panel. Thank you, as always, to Michael Basudo, who works so hard to, you know, do all the amazing things. And I'm sure he put together a lot of the stuff for the back matter and the book. So thank you to him. And yeah, guys, stay tuned. We have a lot of stuff coming up. We Rogue Sun is returning in May, and we have the Infernals that we're reviewing in the interim. So lots of cool stuff there. Radiant Black in a month from today, I think. So that's when we'll get the next issue, and we'll see you then. Anything you guys want to add before we head out here?
No. Right. I think I'm good.
Been a good weekend of announcements. I can't wait for the next Radiant Black. That's pretty much it.
Stay radiant, ladies and gentlemen.
Need the hardcover too. Bring it to us.
Oh, yeah. Go buy everything Massiverse. Stay radiant. Peace.